Good morning. Today is February 18, Wednesday. Welcome to the Break Bill podcast. 40 days to break the things that hold us back from relationship with God. 40 days to build a habit of daily relationship with God and experience His goodness and joy. Today is day one. New message. Coming home. Let's put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace. Exhale your worries. Feel the presence of God. Think through your week, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Open your heart to praise the Lord. Psalm chapter 5, verse 11. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them. That those who love your name may exult in you. Let's pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let us pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together again. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Tell Jesus what the Holy Spirit has shown you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Matthew chapter 3. Verses 1 to 2. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through these two verses of Scripture we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. Sharing of my listening. We start this 40 days journey of being with Jesus by pondering on these two verses. Except same words from two different people, John the Baptist and Jesus. Why did they say the same thing as their first message ever, as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew? Because Matthew wants us to know that this is why God sent John and Jesus to this world. God sent them to lead us to repent so that we can enter into God's kingdom, coming home. It is to direct people to take a U-turn from going in the wrong direction to going back home. Both John and Jesus died for us to deliver this new message. God's kingdom, his home, is at present. Not just talking about after we die. And his kingdom, his home, is in our everyday living. Are you in his kingdom, his home today? A few years ago, I nearly became a burnt out pastor. I kept on working for better results. I thought that having a bigger church made me a better pastor. Having more ministries made me a better leader. Having a larger home made me a better husband and father. I was wrong. Trying to do all those things, however, pulled me off track and away from the daily presence of God in my life. I was a pastor without a daily intimate relationship with Jesus. Every day was just doing, doing, and doing. That nearly killed me. In July 2009, I regained my daily devotion. I mean, I start again. A true daily intimate relationship with Jesus 2 months before I became a bishop. And everything changed. My act of repentance was to ask Jesus to forgive me for turning away from him, heading in the wrong direction while thinking that I was on the right track. Let's start our journey beginning with our repentance so that we can be at home with God daily. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to be able to win over all those distractions that are going to come pulling me away from you. Lead me to stay on course with you non-stop for 40 days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We have one question to reflect on. Is there anything wrong in your life related to today's message that you need to turn away from? Be specific. Relationship with God, family conflicts, at school, with friends, or workplace. Let's praise the Lord.